so Korban Shlomim, you have the meat. The Pasuk says if this meat touches anything that's Tomei, it itself becomes Tomei. Now we know, without the Pasha of Kutchim, without the Pasha of Truma, regular Chulun, our food, that we know there's a Rishon and a Sheni. That we know. If the Sheretz touches food, the food becomes a Rishon Tumma. When this food touches Mashke, the Mashke becomes a Sheni Tumma. That we know. So this Sheni is Tomei. Now the Pasuk is saying that this Bosa of Kutchim, if it touches anything, that's Tomei. If it even touches this water, that's a Sheni Tumma, it itself becomes Tomei. That's what the Pasuk says. From this pasuk we see clearly that there is a shlishi l'tomei, that by kochim, if the buster kochim touches the shiny, it itself becomes tomei. So we see clearly there's a shlishi l'tomei. Is now mi lo yaskina de noga v'sheni? Aren't we talking about that this buster kochim, this buster of shlomim or chatis, touches the shiny l'tomei? Because by chulum we have shiny l'tomei, and still the pasuk says the meat is tomei. So we have often a pasuk that says there's a shlishi by kochim. That's most for sure we know. Revi, how do we know now if this shlishi, if this piece of meat now touches another mashke, it's metamer meitzef revi. How do we know that? That's mikal v'chayme k'der minim. That's the mikal v'chayme from the chusik yipurim. That's the way of Yosi learns out. He learns out from mikal v'chayme. Now, these salkodai t'chsov v'krev kiva. If you're going to tell me now that Rabbi Yossi holds like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva, Nisni Nami Revi Batruma, the Chamishi Bakodesh. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's even a Chamishi Bakodesh, and there's even a Revi by Truma. Because if we have before, according to Rabbi Akiva, there's even a Shlishi by Chulin. Rabbi Akiva said this pasuk is talking about he had food inside the Kli Cheres. Now the Sheretz came inside the ear, so the Kli became a Rishon Tumah. The Kli touched, it was Matama, the food inside, the food became a Sheni L'tumma. And the Pasuk says, according to Rabbi Akiva, Yitma, that when this food comes outside and touches something else, it's Matama, that third thing. So you see, this food that's a Sheni L'tumma could make a Shlish L'tumma. That's talking about Chulin. So according to Rabbi Akiva, that even Chulin has a Shlishi, so now Truma we know has one more Madrega, has to have a Revi, and Kutchin that has another Madrega, has to have a Chamishi. How come Rabbi Yossi only said a shlishi and a revi? Why did he say revi and a chamishi? Elamai, it's a clear raya that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like his Rebbe. Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, there's such a thing as a shlishi by chulin. But according to Rabbi Yossi, no. Rabbi Yossi, like Rava says, does not hold like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Yossi, there's only a sheni by chulin. Nothing more. You can't have more than a sheni. By truma, there's a shlishi. By Kutchim, there's Revi, nothing more. So this is the Raya, Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. Ela Rabbi Akiva, Loisavak Rabbi Yossi Minolan. How do we know the other part that he said over, Rav Kana said over, that Rabbi Akiva does not hold like his Talmud Rabbi Yossi? How do we know that? Omalei answered back, Tledishtamit Tano, Velistne Revi Vatruma, Vechamisi Bakredish. Because nobody ever said over this din that there's Revi and the Chamishi by Kutchim. Nobody ever said this. All right, we'll stop here. Yeah, we're holding up your tests. Yeah, we're again in the middle of the shalom, Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi. First, the Gemara wanted to say that Rabbi Yossi, his shita was that mashkim, that's makabel tumah, it could be metama oichu, but it can't be metama kelim. So Mar wants to say, how does Rabbi Yossi know this? First, he wants to say he goes like his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. So Rabbi Akiva dashims from the word yitma. The yitma means it itself becomes tamei, and it could also be metama something else. That's the way Rabbi Akiva dashims. So if Rabbi Yossi also holds like that, that the pasuk says mashkim becomes tamei, the pshat is it itself is tamei, and it could be metama something else oichu. Then the Gemara asked the question that Rava said not like that. Rava said that Rabbi Yossi does not hold like Rabbi Akiva. And that was the question of, well, my Rava, lo Rabbi Yossi savak Rabbi Akiva, lo Rabbi Akiva savak Rabbi Yossi, neither of them hold one from the other. So if Rabbi Yossi does know from Rabbi Akiva, how could he know his drasha that water could be metam oichel? So the Gemara answered to say that Rabbi Yossi himself doesn't hold like his Rebbe.
Reb Yossi just said over, according to the way Maryadi Reb Kiva dashed in the Pasik, according to Reb Kiva that you dashed in the word Yitmo means it's Tomei, and it can be Matam with something else, then we know that the Mashkim liquid could be Matam with something else. But Reb Yossi himself does not hold from Reb Kiva. So that's one part that Rabbi said, that Reb Yossi doesn't hold from Reb Kiva. Now on the other part. How do we know that Reb Kiva himself doesn't hold from Reb Yossi? Now Reb Yossi's Chiddush was, what was Reb Yossi's Chiddush? Reb Yossi's Chiddush was, how do we know that there's a Revi by Kodesh? How do we know that by Hegdish, if a Shlishi touches a fourth thing, the fourth thing becomes Tomei? Reb Yossi says he has the Kal V'Chaima. That was Reb Yossi's Svarim. Reb Yossi says he has the Kal V'Chaima for the Mechusik Kippurim. Madach and Mechusik Kippurim, that means somebody that's supposed to bring a korban, even though he went to the mikvah, like a Zav or a Zavah or a Nazir, his Tomei, they went to the mikvah, it came already nighttime, but as long as they didn't bring the korban the next day, they're not allowed to eat kochim. So he had a Kal V'Chaima, the Madach and Mechusik Kippurim is also to eat kochim, avad that makes a revi l'tumah. That was Reb Yossi's halacha. That how do we know there's a revi b'kodesh? Because he has a kal v'chayma. Now Rav also said that Reb Kiva, the Rebbe, does not hold from Reb Yossi. That's what we're holding now. That's your test. Third or fourth line. El Reb Kiva lo yisavak Reb Yossi minolan. How do we know the second part that Rav said that Reb Kiva does not hold like his Talmud Reb Yossi? He does not hold to make such a kal v'chayma to say that Madach by Truma, there's a Shlishi, Avad and Avada by Kodesh, there should be Revi. How do we know he doesn't make this Kal V'Chayma? Omalei, so he answered back, to Le Lishtami Tono, we never found a Tana Mishnah that says anywhere, V'listni Revi B'Truma, V'Chamishi B'Kodesh, V'Nei Rabbi Kivahi. We never found any place that says that there's a Revi by Truma, and there's a Chamishi B'Kodesh. And to ask the question, who is that? We would say that goes according to Rabbi Kivah. Because we know that Truma only has a Shlishi, and by Kodshim, there's a Revi. But nobody ever said a step further. Now the question is, if Rabbi Kiva holds like Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Kiva sheet alone we had before, that even by regular Chulin, there's such a thing as a Shlishi Bakoide. There's a Shlishi Latuma. Even by regular Chulin. Because Rabbi Kiva dashes the Pasuk that says, if we have a Kli Cheret, and then there's bread inside the Keli, and now a Sheretz comes inside the Aver of the Kli. So the Pasuk says that the Kli becomes a Rishon L'tumma, even though the Sheretz doesn't touch the Kli, but as long as the Sheretz comes inside the Avra Kli, the Kli becomes a Rishon, the bread inside becomes Tamei from the Kli, is a Sheni L'tumma, and the Pasuk says on this bread, Yitma, Rebbe Kiva dashins, that doesn't say Lashon Tamei, but it says Yitma, when the bread comes out and touches something else, it can be Matama the third thing. So that's by regular chulin. So by regular case, no truma, no kachin, there could be a shlishi lechulin. Now that's Rebbe Kiva shita. So if Rebbe Kiva is going to hold like his Talmud Rebbe Yossi, that he makes the kal v'chayma, so Rebbe Yossi has the kal v'chayma, that truma goes one step more than chulin. And kachin has the kal v'chayma to go one step further than truma. So if you're going to tell me Rebbe Kiva shita is that chulin has a shlishi, so if he holds like a Talmud Rav Yosef, there's a Kal V'Chayma to make one more for Truma, Truma should be Revi. And there's a Kal V'Chayma for Mechusik Epurim to say Kodshim is more Chomer than Truma, that there should even be a Chamishi. And we never found that, it never says anywhere. But since we never saw any place to say that there's a Chamishi, but Kodesh, it's a Raya, Rabbi Kiva does not hold like his Talmud Rav Yosef. Rabbi Kiva doesn't hold from that Kal V'Chayma. You can't learn out from Mechusik Epurim or a Tful Yoim to say that Truma should have a bigger din than Chulin, or Kodshim should have a bigger din than Truma. We don't hold from the Kal V'Chayma. And Rashi has the Gansa Rishas here. Rashi brings down why doesn't Rabbi Kiva hold from the Kal V'Chayim. So he says, really, the Gemara in Soita says that the Dor Achron Mashmados Tamid Chachamim came and said a Pircham. Rashi says, like Masechta Soita, see the Dor Achron the Tares Ashlishi Betruma. Shana Matam Moisa the Kal V'Chayim Mitzvul Yoyim. They are meaning the Dor Achron Paruch. The Dor Achron asked the question on Rabbi Yosi's Kal V'Chayim. Malat Full Yoyim Shekein Av HaTuma. You can't bring me any rye as a Kal V'Chayma from a Tful Yoyim or a Mechusik Epurim. Because the Tful Yoyim was the Pshat, he was somebody that touched the Sheretz. See, he was an Avatumma. Even though he went to the Mikvah and he became Torah L'Mikzas, but Negeah to Truma, he's still Tamei. What type of a Tumma does he have on him Negeah to Truma? He's an Avatumma. That's why a Tful Yoyim Pasels makes a Shlishi. But you can't make any Kal V'Chaymas from a Mechusik Epurim or from a Tful Yoyim because these people at the beginning, they were an Avatumma. So even though the Tumma went off a little bit, but for whatever, it didn't go off. for truma, for kachrim, it still remains like an avatuma. So therefore, those are chomer. But you can't make a kal v'chomer to tell me that a shlishi l'tuma can make a revi by kachrim. No, a shlishi, only a shlishi can an avatum tful yom. Tful yom is an avatuma. So therefore, Tzarayim, Reb Kiva does not hold from his Talmud Reb Yosi. Reb Kiva does not hold from that kal v'chomer. And the Svar, like Rashi says, like the Rachman, there's a pircha on the kal v'chomer. Shrati Gemara, v'yanana hochi nekev v'nismach. Is that true? Like, what are you being Samech on now? The fact you never found any Mishnah that says that there's a Chamisha Bakodesh. For that fact alone, could you be Samech? Like, did you check every single place? Maybe you'll find some place that says there is a Chamishi Betruma of a Chamishi Bakodesh. Just the fact you never saw anywhere, that's not a Raya. Maybe Rabbi Kiva does hold from his Talmud Rabbi Yosi, and according to Rabbi Kiva that there's a Shlishi Bachulin, there should be a Kal V'chomer, there's a Revi Batruma, and there's a Chamisha Bakodesh. I you never found, that shouldn't be a Raya. Like the bottom Rashi says, V'yanana hochi nismach, mishum le'askechon tana, name of Rabbi Kiva, less the Kal V'chomer, because you never found it learned in the Mishnah. That's why you can say Rabbi Kiva does know from the Kal V'chomer. Maybe he does hold from it. I it's not brought down, that's not the biggest kasha. No tana ever brought it down. So the Mara says like this, Nofek Ravashi. Ravashi went out. Vitema Ravkana. Some say Ravkana went out. Dok, he went to look around. Vyashkech. And he found the Mishnah like this. He found the Mishnah of Feirish that the Bekiva says there's only a Revi Bakadish and not more. Hoditnan. That's if there's a Mishnah brought down in Chagiga. Hakli Mitzaref Esmasha Betoichoi. Lakadish. There's a loch if you have a vessel, a keli, and you have food inside it. Now you have two different kizaisim on two different sides of the plate. And the two pieces, let's say two pieces of bread inside the keli. And the two pieces of bread are not touching one another. Now the sheretz came in the keli and touched one piece of bread. Now the lacha should be, only that piece of bread is tamei and not the second piece of bread. Because the sheretz did not touch the second piece of bread. Still we say no. Since the both pieces are in one keli, the keli is mitzaref, makes it together as if it's like one piece of bread. And therefore, when the sheretz touches one piece, it's as if he touched the other piece also. Therefore, they're both tummy. Now, this is a chumra only l'kodesh. Only we're talking about kachim, if you have a piece of meat of hegdish there, or a piece of bread that was from the mincha, the menachis, that's what has this chaymer. They are the kli is mitzaref. Avolan the truma. If you're only talking about truma, if you have two apples inside the kli, and the sheretz touched one apple, and he did not touch the other one, and the two apples are not touching one another, the other one is tor. For truma, you don't have this. Now the Mishnah says, V'horvi b'kodesh posel. You should know by kodesh, how far does the tumah go? Revi. That's the last stage it goes. That's called posel. Posel means it itself is tumah, but it cannot be metamah something else. V'yashlishi b'truma. And truma goes as far as a shlishi. That's it. It can't go further. A shlishi does not make a revi by truma. Now this is a Mishnah. So this Mishnah says clearly that by Hegdish is only Revi, and by Truma there's only a Shlishi. That's this Mishnah. Now, what does that do with Rabbi Kiva? So far it's no right what Rabbi Kiva holds. So Gemara says, V'yomer Rabbi Kiva Rab, Om Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said over, Me'edusa Shere Rabbi Kiva. From some aid is something that Rabbi Kiva taught us, Nishtas Mishnah Zu, was learnt this next Mishnah. In other words, Rabbi Kiva knew this Mishnah and added to this Mishnah. The Tanya, we learned in the Brayso, so some said the Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Hoysev Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva added to this first Mishnah. So we see clearly, Rabbi Kiva holds from this Mishnah. He just added something else. Hoysev Rabbi Kiva, Hatzolus, if you have flour in the keli, in the kli, the Akhtaris, you have the Akhtaris, the different 11 spices that they use for the Akhtaris, the Halavoyna, the Akhicholim. And if you have coals inside a kli, just the gecholim, coals, they could also be makabotuma. Shimnogat full yoim b'miktsosan. If it's full yoim, touch part of it, just like one coal, pasul es kulam. He automatically passes them all. This is what Rabbi Kiva added to the Mishnah. The Mishnah doesn't say clearly gecholim. Like gecholim, the chur is not called an eichol. A coal, a hot coal, the chur should not be makabotuma at all. Because we have a locha, either food is makabel tumah, or else a kelim, or else an adam. But a coal, it's nothing. A coal, a hot coal, it's not an adam, it's not a keli, and it's not an eichel. So it shouldn't be makabel tumah at all. The Bekiva says no. Hos gecholim, there's a svar of chibas hakodesh, makes it royal of makabel tumah. Since this gecholim is being used on the mizbeach for hegdish, anything that's being used for hegdish has a locha, it could be makabel tumah. See, was Meisav on this Mishnah, even Gecholim also has this din of the Mishnah that if it's in one keli and the Tfuyim touches one of them, automatically the other one it becomes Tamei. But our Kolponim is Sivra Bekiva knew from the first Mishnah and he added to it. Mashmi is also moded to the first Mishnah. And in the first Mishnah it says clearly, Revi'in Chamishiloi. It says, Klov by Hegdish is only a Revi and there's not a Chamishi. And Shlishi'in Revi'iloi. And by Truma, there's only a Shlishi and nothing more. Alma, we see clearly, period. So this is the Raya. From here, clearly, Rabbi Kiva himself holds, there's only a Revi Bakoidish and nothing more. So it's a Raya he does not hold from his Talmud, Rabbi Yosef Kal V'Chaimah. Because if you hold from Rabbi Yosef Kal V'Chaimah, since there's a Shlishi by Chulin, Truma has a Kal V'Chaimah to be a Revi, and Hegdish has a Kal V'Chaimah to be a Chamishi. And here it says clearly, Rabbi Kiva only holds a Shlishi by Truma, and a Revi by Hegdish, Mashmi does not hold further. Let's see Rashi. Rashi says, Hakli mitzaref mashe b'toichai. Means, areva aruchi, have a big kneading pin. Uvo oichlen kodesh. Inside is meat from a korban. Mikan, v'yoichlen kodesh mikan. On one side, on the other side, two different pieces of meat. V'yein noigim zeb zeb. And they're not touching one another. V'no agal tome b'yoichlen shab rosh echot. And the sheretz touches one side. Over kli loinoga, the sheretz didn't touch the kli. The oichel ain matama keli. The locher is the food cannot be matama keli. Afilu mit rabbonin, even mit rabbonin. The afilu achi still the Mishnah says oichlin shevisheni roshel tameim. The oichel on the second side is tamei. Why? A new svara shakli mitzaref. The keli makes it as if it's one piece of food, and if it's one piece, a sheretz touching just one side of it, the whole piece becomes tamei. Now, and the Rabbi Yechanan added that Medusai Aydei Edusai Hoisev Rabbi Kiva B'Yedis. Rabbi Kiva told us a big chiddush in this Mishnah that Levoinu Gecholim Rashi Alpha Gav Delav Oichle Ninu. Even though these two things are not something we eat, still it's Mekabel Tuma. Why? There's a Svara Chibas HaKodesh Machshirosan or Meshavi Lo Oichel Beperak Kol Shor. We'll see later on in the Masechta on Aflamet. Hey, there's a new Svara. Something that's brought on the Mizbeach that's called Chibas HaKodesh. It's lechiba, like it's brought, it's loved to the mizbeach. Something that's brought to the mizbeach is called an oichel. So therefore, the Gemara even says later the eitzim, the wood that they put on top of the mizbeach to burn, also has a shame oichel, could be mekabel tumah. There are kolponim, the gecholim has a shame oichel to it. That's mekabel tumah. That's what the Kiva added. So therefore, from this one kli, you have two different coals. Even though the full yoyim only touched one, automatically the other one is also. Trashi Postolas Kunan, Alma Mitzarev Kli, Masha B'Teichli. Good, you see, it's called the Tzirev Kli. But our Kolponim from this Mishnah Zaraya, Rebbe Kiva only says there's a Revi B'Kodesh, and that's further, it's a clear Raya, Rebbe Kiva does not hold from the Talmud, Rebbe Yosi. Now the Gemara says, Alma, L'chur, we see from Rebbe Yechon here, Kisova Tzirev D'Rabbonin. I tell you that this Kali, this Mishnah says, that something inside the kli, even though they're not touching one another, becomes tamei. There's a tziruf, the kli itself makes the two pieces inside like one piece. That's only a svar in the rabbanon, I'll tell you. So Rashi, why? Rashi al moksav a tziruf the rabbanon. Milsav the afe nafshi. This is something by itself now. The new gemara. He midi yomer Rabbi Yechanan meyedusa shereb akiva nishnis. Since Rabbi Yechanan didn't say it's a posik. He didn't say, I know from the Torah. He said, how do I know this Chiddush? It's Mitzarev from Rabbi Kiva. Alma Ksova Rabbi Yechon Sirev to Kli LaKodesh Ektoni Gabi Milas Lav Diraisu. It's not a Diraisu Dikadin. Elam Rabbonin. And how do we know this Rabbonin Dikadin? Meyedusa Rabbi Kiva. He is the one that told us. The Midrabbonin Hu, the Gecholim Levoino, Lav Vnei Kabul Tumaninu. Elam Midrabbonin. Because Avadim Midiraisa, it's not Mekabul Tumah this Gecholim. Is this svara that chibas hakodesh, something that's going to be brought on the mizbeach, it gets the shem oichol? That's not midiraisa. Midiraisa cold is not an oichol. It's not makabotuma. It's only a svara in the rabbonins. The afagav the amamar. Even though we have a posik for this, we have boso the rabbis etzim levona. There's late in the gemara and kol shor dashon the posik. We have boso that even wood is also makabotuma. Third Rashi says the ma'alim the rabbonin he. That's only in a smach. That's only midrabbonin. But midiraisa vade gicholim, it's not called food or hot coal, cannot be mekabel tuma. It's only midrabbonin that's mekabel tuma. So midrabbonin, we see that this din, that the keli is mitzaref, is also only midrabbonin. It's like one mishnah of Kiva. We learn it out from Rabbi Kiva. So you see clearly that this chiddush, that a keli is mitzaref, is only midrabbonin, not midiraisa. And the Gemara says, he argues, upligi to Rav Chonin. And Rabbi Yechon argues on Rav Chonin. The Yom Rabbi Chonin learns Tziruf the Yeraisa. He has a posik that said that Tziruf is Yeraisa. If you have two pieces of Bosa Kutchin in the plate, even though they're not touching one another, may the Yeraisa, if one becomes Tomei, the other one also becomes Tomei. Shenema, the posik in Bamidbar says, Kaf Achas Asara Zohav Malaya Kateris. You have one kaf, one spoon, that weighs like 10 measurements of gold, Malaya Kateris, full of Kateris. As the posik says, Kaf Achas, it's one kli. What do you mean, Achas? Hakostiv also kol mashe v'kaf achas. It's a limud that anything inside this spoon, even though you have a lot of pieces there, it's considered like one big piece. And therefore, even though the tful yoyim only touches one piece, so really only that piece should become tamei, not the piece next to it. So still, the Torah says no. The Torah says kaf achas. We look as if it's one thing inside. It's one big oichum. So you see, midi rice is such a swara kliyis mitzaref. Rashi says kaf achas pikteres ksev the kodeshu. Even though the terrorists are made out of a lot of different pieces, still, the Pasuk calls it like one. For what purpose? To tell us that even though it's full Yerim touches only one piece of it, it's all the pieces inside our tummy. Because we look as if it's one big piece. The Martanan Hossam. We learned the Mishnah Nidis. Al Machit Shenimtses Bibasar. You found a needle, a machat, a needle, inside the meat of a korban. Rashi Tanan Hossam Idis. The Al Machit Tayyid Al Shar Idis. Shemnimtses Bibasar Kodesh. Hey, the Koyen made a shechita on a korban shlamim, and they opened up the meat, and inside the meat of the animal, they found a needle there. That's where they found the machat. It's Bibasar Kodesh. So the locker is, Shehasakin Fahayadayim Toiris. That the shechit, when he shechted with the knife is still tor. Who adin for Yadayim? The shechit that with his hands went and touched the meat, his hands are still tor. Vyabasar Tomei. But the boss of the meat of the animal, that is tummy. Now we'll soon see the Gemara will explain what type of a needle are we talking about. Like who said the needle was tummy? We just said that you found a needle inside the meat of this behemoth, so the sakin that shechted was is tor. The odem that moves it with his hand is tor. Just the meat became tummy. Like the question is why? What type of tumor does needle have? We'll soon explain that. Now Amar Rabbi Kiva, Nimtzes the Ferish. Let's say you found the needle in the junk of the animal, that means in the kishkes, in the junk that's aiming to come out, that's not called tor. Then everything is tor. That's not called basar, that's not eatable there, and it's not makabel tuma. Rashi says, Shasakin shenogabo, the knife that touched this animal, vayadayim shokoyin shenogabem, and the hands of the kohen that touched this meat, tohirim. Then not makabel tuma, that's tor. The habosat tomei, only the meat of the animal that we found this needle inside the meat, that's tomei. Well, the kam forish hay machet my tumah heavy bay. What type of a tumah was on this machet that we're dividing up? Only the oichel, the meat, is makabel tuma, and not your hands, and not the stakin. So the Gemara, Omer Rabbi Kiva said, Zochinu, like from here where I learn out, shein tumas yodayim b'migdish. The Bekiva learned out from this Mishnah that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanan did not make any tumas for Yadayim. Even though usually Yadayim is very easy to makabel tumah. Anytime Yadayim touch anything that's tumah, with the Rabbanan your hands become tumah. Even though a person himself doesn't become tumah, only from an Ava tumah. If you touch a Rishon tumah, Shein tumah, another is not makabel tumah midiraisam. But with the Rabbanan though, your hands become tumah. If your hands touch a Shein tumah, your hands become tumah. The question is, here your hands touch the sakin. Why do we say your hands is tahor? The Teretz says, we learn out from here, that in the Beis HaMikdash, the Rabbanan did make this gezeirah. Zachinu shein tumas yodayim b'migdash. The Rashi says, Zachinu. Rashi says, it means, Schus v'toiva v'revach v'takonahi. The Rabbanan gave a toiva, something good for us, a schus for us, a takona for us, mehefset kochim. Today there should not be any hefset for kochim. The Rabbanan didn't make the gezeirah that if something that's not a nava tuma, that cannot be metama the person himself, if his hands touch it, his hands will not become tummy. Now the high machet, this needle, mukmilei the la batumu yodimu. Avadim was talking about that this needle is not a nava tuma. Because if it was a nava tuma, so why isn't the kohen tummy? Dilo chutzle migdash mitamim yudayim. So we're talking about this needle is only a rishon tumah or a shein tumah. Now even though outside the Beis HaMikdash, if your hands touch anything that's tumah, even if it's only a rishon tumah or a shein tumah, mid the rabbanon your hands become tumah. Metuma kol du. Why do? Afilu stame mishum yudai maskonius. Hey, since it's a svara that your hands always move around, we're afraid your hands touch things that are tamei. The rabbanim were geizah more tum upon your hands. That any time your hands touch anything that's tamei, your hands become tamei. So that's only outside the Beis HaMikdash. But inside the Beis HaMikdash, we have a raya from this Mishnah, the Rabbanim will not machmer upon your hands. Your hands will not become tummy. Only if you touch an avat tumrus, the tam of the whole body, then your hands are also part of the body. why didn't we also say from this Mishnah, we should learn out, V'neimah, Shein tumas yadayim, V'keilu b'migdash. Why didn't we learn out?